Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Damien O'Mara's here. That was great crack yesterday.
All of the weekend, wasn't it?
All of it.
Yeah. We're alluding to the All-Ireland football semi-finals rather than the European finals. We'll come to that in a moment. Galway and Armagh will meet in the All-Ireland football final for the first time after coming through two highly entertaining semi-finals at Croke Park across the weekend. Galway yesterday beat Donegal by 2 points, 114 to 15 points to reach to the decider. A real seesaw game. The sides level on 10 occasions. Paul Conroy's somewhat fortuitous first half goal put 3 points between the sides. That was the largest margin that would separate them at any stage over the course of the game. Late scores from Rob Finnerty and Liam Silk gave Galway a cushion towards victory. Their manager is Pádraig Joyce.
I just felt like that we were probably in control of the game the last few minutes. I know Donegal will be disappointed with the free they missed in the couple of shots, but Finnerty Tower has two men. I thought they were absolutely outstanding. And you know, show the real strength and character that's in them. And you look at, I think overall we're probably a more developed squad than Donegal, if you like it. You know, they're together 12 months. Jim has done a fantastic job there, as the county board have, but possibly we had probably a little bit more keen and experience, and you know, people probably questioned whether we'd had the legs, and by God we matched up to that and got two ahead. You know, we had a couple of shaky ones back and over, but overall I thought it was a fantastic game of football, full commitment from both sides, and look, delighted to get out of it.
The scores from Robbie and Liam at the latter stages and the management of the game from there on in situations in the past where people maybe have questioned how Galway teams operate in circumstances like that.
Yeah, look, fully justified asking those questions over the years, but look, if you look at this year, like, we had Mayo in the Connacht final, we were 3 points down, 2 points down with time up, we won that game. We had Derry, had to play them, manage the game. We had Armagh as well. Westmeath was a tough game as well. We just nicked the goal at the end. And then we came in to play in Dublin. And look, we've had experience at it. I think we're probably very battle-hardened at this stage, if you like to use that word, from the games we've had this year. We've had some huge, tough games. And look, I thought our supporters today, like, what an unbelievable scene, Maroon, that was here today. And look, it's going to make a fantastic occasion against Armagh in 2 weeks. And look, we can't wait for it.
A lot has been made of the injuries and fitness. Is it 2 weeks to get the bodies further into better positions, or is it 2 weeks to agonise over what position lads will be in when the All-Ireland final rolls around?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the first one, Damien. I think it's 2 weeks to... We don't seem to have any fresh injuries there from that today. You know, we got an hour into Shane. We knew we couldn't chance his injury any more than that. You know, but look at it. In fairness, Rob stepped up today when Damien got enough through him again. But yeah, look, we've had a tough year in injuries early on. But look, it's all over now. You know, we've one last hurdle to jump and play. And look at lads that have a final to play, you know, no matter what injury they have, they're not going to let it hold them back, because this is do or die for us, you know.
That's Pádraig Joyce chatting after the match yesterday. So we've Galway beaten by Kerry 2 years ago. They've not won the All-Ireland since 2001. Armagh's only title came in 2002. They've not contested the final since the following year. So one of them will end a drought of sorts.
And they have met several times in the last few years.
Testy,
really close.
Yeah, a testy rivalry. So it's going to be a box office final, one would think. We'll chat to Eamon Fitzmaurice about that and more in the next hour. New York retained the All-Ireland Junior Football Championship with a 13 points to 12 win over London in the opening game yesterday. In soccer, as we heard a short time ago, Spain are celebrating a record fourth UEFA European Championship success after beating England 2-1 in last night's final. Nico Williams opened the scoring for Spain in the 47th minute of last night's game. Cole Palmer equalised for England in the 73rd minute, just 3 minutes after coming on as a sub. The game looked destined for extra time before Mikel Orozabal's 86th minute winner. It's Spain's first title since 2012. They won all seven matches they played in Germany. England have now lost successive finals amid uncertainty around the future of their manager Gareth Southgate. He is contracted until December and declined to expand on his future last night.
I've said to the players how proud I am of what they've done across the tournament. We fell a little bit short tonight. We in the end we didn't keep the ball well enough. We actually minimised, I thought their attacking threat, particularly in the first half, but we weren't able to play through their counter press, and in the end that starts to tell, because you keep giving the ball away, it's coming back at you, and late in the game you can have those moments like we did where. Yeah, in the end, I think you get punished for not having enough possession of the ball, really.
And what does happen next? What, you've got this contract until December. You tell me.
Yeah, no, well, look, now's not the time for me to discuss that, really. I understand the question, of course, but I think I need to speak to the right people, and we'll go from there. Yeah, it's been an amazing experience to lead the team to another final, but obviously at the moment to come short as we have is very painful.
And does this issue of, as you've said before, not outstaying your welcome, is that part of it?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are part of it. There's, you know, there's what's right for the team. There's what's right for me. lots of things to consider.
That's Gareth Southgate chatting to Sean Murray of the BBC. That's why he turned down the Ireland job. He knew this was coming.
There you go.
There's no natural successor that I could really think of.
Well, he is if they follow the path of Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, but there was an accidental path the last time around with Sam Allardyce departing the job in haste. So it seems it's retrospectively looked upon as a masterstroke. But you have to remember, Southgate took over for four games, I think, as the interim manager, did so well that...
God love the next person who does it. I mean, they have to win a tournament to do better than he did.
Exactly. 58 years, as all the newspapers in England this morning say. Elsewhere, Lautaro Martinez scored in the second half of extra time as Argentina beat Colombia by a 2-0 to win the Copa America final in Miami this morning. The game was delayed by over 75 minutes due to crowd congestion and fans getting into the stadium without tickets. The defining image, I think, will be a deeply upset Lionel Messi. He broke down in tears when forced off injured midway through the second half in what is expected to be his final international game. Ireland's under-20s were beaten 31-20 by England in the semi-finals of the World Rugby Under-20 Championship. At the age of just 21, Carlos Alcaraz won his second Wimbledon Championship, his fourth Grand Slam in all, defending his title with a straight sets win over Novak Djokovic yesterday. Robert McIntyre, a home winner of golf's Scottish Open, he finished 18 under par, one shot clear of the field. Rory McIlroy finished in a tie for fourth place, four shots back. Seamus Power down the field on 3 under, and there's racing today. Maggie and Dan Patrick from 2:40. Clarny's July Festival underway from 5:18.
Damien, thank you.